Merci, Monsieur le Président. Permettez-moi tout d'abord, Monsieur le Président, de vous féliciter pour l'ouverture de cette conférence d'une importance particulière. Soyez assuré, Monsieur le Président, de notre plein appui pour vous, pour le succès de cette conférence qui vient d'être annoncée ouverte. Nous apprécions hautement les efforts déployés par vous et par votre équipe pour que cette conférence soit organisée d'une manière innovative dans une situation difficile et compliquée à cause du COVID-19. Japan shares fully the importance of the second review conference, which is responsible for elaborating and adopting an effective action plan over the next 5 years, while taking stock of implementation of the convention over the past 5 years, and reaffirming the political commitment of state parties toward the noble causes embodied by this convention. On its part, Japan, as one of the top donor countries in demining and related actions, will continue to work to strengthening and enhancing the implementation and universalization of this conference and convention. Let me now express some of our thoughts on the Lausanne Action Plan. We will submit later our detailed comments in written format. First, Japan believes it is important to relate more closely our activities within the framework of the CCM to the mainstream ideas and values, such as human security or SDGs, to give it a greater profile. Implementation of the Convention on Cluster Munition is most relevant to the concept of both human security as well as to the SDGs. So we are of the view that human security and the SDGs should be mentioned in both the action plan as well as in the political declaration. Also, from the same point of view, it is appropriate to underline the relevance of this convention and relevance of the implementation of this convention to the UN Security General's disarmament agenda. Second, given that the number of the state parties to this convention remains significantly lower than that of the APLC, we must continue our efforts to raise political interest as well as the public awareness of non-member countries to this convention. Third, I would like to echo the statements made by many of the previous speakers for reaffirming the importance and relevance of the synergy efforts with other conventions, especially with the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. Finally, I would like to highlight the importance of strengthening the financial stability of this convention. Japan, as the country who pays the largest assessed contribution under this convention, attaches great importance to this matter. Due to the non-payment and the late payment by some of the assessed contributions by some state parties, the meeting of state parties last year had to be reduced from 3 days to 2 days to the detriment of discussion on the implementation of the convention. As the financial stability of the convention is the most important basis for its implementation, we hope this issue should be discussed in the review conference and addressed duly in the action plan. We would like to provide our comments in written format. Thank you very much.